Mishnah Daf Chafal from the base. Today's Daf Chav Beis. We learn now Daf Chafal from the base. Rabbi Elizabeth ben Yaakov and Elizabeth ben Yaakov said, "Vehim Magasa Shashafa Charar Astam." It gave forth. It flowed out a cake, a cake of blood.
What's the
shear
of a cake of blood?
Doesn't say what the shear is. It means a piece of blood. In other words, it's again, shashaf means it flowed. A charara means like a cake. It means a substance of dam.
It's amazing that they're able to. How can they measure it? It came out. They were standing there. I'm just wondering if they see it. Just private speaking.
I don't know. I really don't know what it means. I really do not know. Okay, I do not know what it means. It means it's a charora. Charora means it's a chunk. A chunk of what looks like a chunk of blood. A cake on top of coals. Okay, it's a chunk of blood. Harezo tikaver. The halacha is tikaver. So the halacha is that this piece, this object must be buried. Now why the Gemara is going to say, why the only reason why it should be buried is this, it is a technique, a rabbinic technique in order to be mefarsing that this mother has given birth to a child, and therefore it is no longer eligible to produce a bechor. It has already passed the stage of peter rechem.
You want to make sure there's no marasayin.
Exactly. We want people to know now that this is the mother has given birth, and a miscarriage was enough that it's exempt from any future bechor. But the item which came out of the womb is not called a fetus. L'may nafka mina. That it's not mitame bimago uvimasa.
It's certainly not oil.
What?
It's certainly not
oil. Right? Well, that's only a human being. Only a human being is mitame. We're talking over here an animal. Right. An animal. Only a human being is mitame. Only a human being is mitame beoihel. Only a human being is mitame beoihel. And furthermore, for all future births, if this was the first birth, so the next birth is not going to be called a bechor, and it's exempt from bechorah. Fine. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya to the Brisa, ain't a mitame blood mag of masa, but fekthamar miachad, ain't a mitame blood mag of masa, am I tikover? So why then do you need to bury it? Because if you're telling me over here that it's not matam, Rabbi Chiya is coming to aid a new halach that we did not learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not tell us the status of his matam. The chararas dam is the chararas dam of the status of a dead animal, of a fetus, of a nevela. If it does have the status of a nevela, then it should be matame b'mag of a masa. What? No, so say this. Okay, let's see. But over here he says, "Eina metamul bag of masa." There's no tumor whatsoever. So why then do you need to bury it? No, it's if it's the firstborn. Here's the Gemara's question: if this animal indeed was the firstborn, and it's a viable, it's called
the
vlad.
The firstborn.
That's the case.
It's
the case over here is going to that's why you're burying it. Right. So therefore also
doesn't have to be the firstborn.
We're assuming what do you mean? If it's not the firstborn, then anyway the mother is exempt.
It's not Petarechem anymore. It's not
but the Gemara anyway was exempt. If it's not the firstborn, anyway was exempt. In other words, this is the first time the animal is giving forth something from the Rechem.
Right.
So now the question over here is, what is the status of what came out of the mother's womb, of the animal's womb for the very first time? If we learn that it is called in halacha called a creature, a fetus, then it has kedusha,
right.
And if it has kedusha, it has to be buried. It has kedusha.
A bechor must
be buried, correct?
Right.
If it is a baal mum, even if it's a baal mum, even if the animal is a baal mum, it has to be. It has kedusha. There are limitations. What you can do with it, you can't eat. If you normally the way you do it, you eat it. If you can't eat the baal mum, then what do you do with it? You have to bury it. So if this has real status of a fetus, it must be buried.
It must have some status, otherwise it wouldn't pater the mother.
Not necessarily.
Something must have
we
been
learned,
there.
No, not necessarily, because we learned that even if it has no status, even if the mother just has a miscarriage, and what comes out is tinuf blood, just blood, it is also exempt from a future din bechor. So you do not have the what comes out need not be lehalacha called a vlad, called a fetus, in order to exempt what comes out in the future.
Correct.
Okay, it does not have to be.
That's the Gemara's finding out now, or the Gemara's asking why shouldn't that's
the Gemara's kash. The Gemara's kash is miyachad. They know mitambal magavul masa. Now that it's not mitambal magavul masa, a mighty kaver. You tell me that this thing which comes out of here is not mitambal magavul masa. It's not. It's there's no contamination. Right. So what is it there? It's just tinuf.
Nothing.
It's just tinuf. It's blood. So very good. The tinuf is going to patter the mother from any future potential to produce the bukhar. But being that it's not metame b'mago uvemasa, so why do you have to bury it? I already told you the Gemara's answers.
Why isn't the Gemara continue to ask him why is it potter from Bukhara?
Because you don't need, because to be potter from Bukhara, you do not need it to be called a vlat. The potter from
Bukhara, it's not a kasha.
Right? Why not? All you need is tinuf, blood. If you have a very early miscarriage,
so you're saying for a burial you would need more than that?
Yes. For a burial, it would have to have the tsura of a vlat. For a burial, you'd need a tsura of a vlat. To exempt from Bukhar, you just need what's called tinoif, blood. Over here, we have something that's in the middle. We have what's called a chararas dam. It's not tinoif, but it's not called a vlat. It's somewhere in the middle.
Why is it only a behemoth kasa?
Because I guess I've been daka, a very good kasha.
You never had that amount of.
I guess I've been daka, it's going to be, it's not going to be, because it's not shaykh achrara stam. It's either going to be a vlad or it's going to be nothing. I'm assuming that by daka, it's either so one it's or the other. There's no in between. When it comes to behemagasa, it's shaykh a middle stage called a charora stam. You have to also appreciate that when it comes to behemagasa, there's a 9-month gestation period. Whereas when it comes to Behemoth Daka,
when did this Maaseh Shofar happen? It could have been happened after 4 months, could be 6 months. Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. We don't know exactly. But whatever it is, it's called here in the Mishnah called a Chararas Dam.
And at that point, it's Mechuyev in Kfura. But if it's not Charara,
then it's not Mechuyev in Kfura.
But the Behemoth's next issue would
the
still
Behemoth
be,
is but, exempt no matter what.
No matter what.
Because to be exempt is a very low threshold to be exempt. Tinuf. So here we come now. Rabbi Chiya says, do not make a mistake anything. The reason why you're exempt from Bukhari is because this is called a vlat. And the male, that's why it has to be buried. Because it has kedushas Bukhar. And being that you cannot eat it because it's not alive, you have to bury it. That's a mistake. The emes is the charora stam is nothing more than what? It's nothing more than tinuf. And therefore, if it's nothing more than tinuf, therefore in tinuf, you do not need to bury it. But it still will exempt the mother from the potential to produce the Bukhar. So the question now is, so why do you have to bury it? Why do you have to bury it? If it's not Metame, B'mag, B'masak, it's not called the Vlad, why do you have to bury it? My mind took off the Gemara's Kedel, little Farisimo, to make it piercing. You want to go make a public announcement. Sheniftira min ha-Bukhara, that it's exempt Bukhara, that in the. Sheniftira min ha-Bukhara, that it is exempt from Bukhara, that in other words, you want people to Narasa, you don't want people to think that the next. That the next child, oh no, these guys are here.
That
in the future, this child.
Guys, please. Yeah.
Why can't they learn? They throw things around. Sheniftra min Abukhar to teach you that it's exempt from Bukhari women in the Pharisee, that this mother has given birth to, has had tinuf. Tinuf has occurred, and therefore do not suspect the Balabayas when it, in the future, it gives birth to a Vlad. That the Vlad is a Bukhar. Fine. Lememra, does this mean to say that the Vlad Ma'al, the Ma'ahu?
Of course not.
Lememra, the Vlad Ma'al Yehu, that's called the Vlad, really? Lememra, the Vlad Ma'al Yehu. The Vlad Ma'al Yehu. Otherwise, you're going in circles. You're going in circles. Frankly, what are you talking about? Now, obviously, what you have to say over here is, that this man, the Omar, is of the opinion that tinuf alone is not enough. You have to have something more significant. This time holds that when it comes to Behemoth Gasa, you need something more significant in order to patter it from the future potential of Dusa Bukhar. Okay? Because otherwise, tinuf of blood will not be long. Rashi, says, Lamem Devlam Alu, Via Mai, Eina, Metam, there is no Rashi. There is no Rashi, little time Rashi, but little fire, small, aim, ship, tubin, abhoira. Top words of Rashi. De midikov rinan lecharara maxim levlad. If we have to bury it, so obviously it's called a vlad. Frag the Gemara. But if it's called the Vlad, the Kaparach, even the person from Bukhara, if you talk going to say that it's significant enough to exempt a mother from the future called the Bukhara, so we have Maim and Emetam and Masa. Amen. Rabbi Yochanan gives the answer, Misham Bittel Barov Nagaba Hafle Vafela. It's saying that the MS, you're right, the MS, it's a very complex Indian. The MS, it's a Vlad. But with the Vlad, there's a lot of blood. And there's a lot of other materials that are definitely not called the Vlad. The Shilia, what's the other word? Dam Shilia. And we had yesterday another word, the Shafir. The Shafir, the Shilia, and the Dam. These items, which are definitely not called the Vlad, which are definitely not Metame, B'mag, B'masa, are the majority. Hermaisa, they're the majority. Okay? You distracted?
No.
They're the majority. The Shafir, the Shilya, and the Dam are parts of what comes out of the mother that do not have the status of Vlad, and are definitely not Metame, B'mago, B'masa. The Vlad itself that's buried inside is technically Metame, B'mago, B'masa, but it is outnumbered. It all gets mixed together in one big mush, and there is more element of Dam, Shafir, Vishilya, then there is Basar of the Vlad.
And therefore,
Nimel, it's Batel Beroiv. It's Batel Beroiv.
And that's why
you have the best of both worlds. You have your cake and you can eat it as well. Mitzad Echad. Charora. Mitzad Echad. It's called the Vlad. Nimel, it's going to patter the mother from the future potential to produce a Bukhar. But mitzat sheni, even though it's a vlad, it's not metame b'magu v'masa because there's also blood. There's a shofir, a shilya. Those three items are not metame b'magu v'masa, and they are the majority of this charora which has come forth. Got it? The best of both worlds. There's going to be no tumah,
right,
and there's going to be no b'char. Amech mishum bittel b'roiv nagba. The Ozor Rabbi Yochanan Tanei, the Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, they say the same thing. What do they say? Loza ben Yaakov da Amoron, as we just said, Bittel Beroiv. We call it a Vlad Ma'alya, and even though it's Vlad Ma'alya, it's Bittel Beroiv. And Rabbi Shimon says something very similar. Ma'ayi was Hashem Shalach, the Tana Shuli, but by his Tommy. Hasugya, and then there's a Tana Kama. Rabbi Shimon is coming up soon. First, let's lay out the legwork, the foundation. We have a Shuli of Abayis.
A human.
A human being of Tumas Oyel. So what's in the Shilya? The Shilya is the sack. Okay, the Shilya is the afterbirth. Chves, whatever. I don't even know what it is. The afterbirth. I'm not even so close where we know what it is. Whatever. They're different parts.
While it's in the mother.
You gotta go.
While it's in the mother, it's right. One thing. While it comes out, it's another.
It's called the Shilya. Yeah. So now, when the Shilya comes out, what's going to be in the Shilya? In the Shilya is also going to be the Vlad that's Nimoyach. Every Shilya has within it the remnants of a human being. So Tanakhama says, Shilya Bayis, Abayis Tameh. If a woman has a miscarriage and lying in the Bayis is the Shilya, a Shilya is an indication. In the Shilya, B'loi Vlad. In Shaf Levad, in Shaf Levad, it's a Vlad. So Mimela, the entire Bayis is Tameh B'Oihel. That's according to whom? According to the Shita of Rabbi Shimoi, Tanakhama. Loi, and the Gemara goes Vaita. Loi, Shashilya Volod. What are you talking about? A Shilya is not called the Vlad. A Shilya in and of itself is not Metame. The Teretz is. But in the Shilya, it's Nimoyach. It has dissolved the Lo Yisha Shilya Volod. Elash Ein Shilya B'loi Volod. It's not Shaycha Shilya B'loi Volod. That's according to the Shita of the Tanakhama. Along comes Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon says Volod. Nimoyach. At Shelo Yotza. Rabbi Shimon disagrees.
Even if,
Shimon says,
even if you see something there, even if you see a shape of a baby there?
Yeah, well, it says Shilya, seemingly not. If you see it to a baby, maybe it's going to be different. You see, what you told me before, Mamash can't get out of my head. Mamash, you totally shook me up to the core.
Really?
Yeah, you really shook me up.
You know her?
I knew she wasn't well. I knew that. I knew that already for a few years. But I didn't know this. My mamash cannot get this out of my head since you told this before the shoot. Everything I'm saying now, I'm thinking that, mamash. Same time. I didn't know that prat. I didn't know that was what it was. Because like, I there were a lot of
maybe
questions. I had a lot of questions unanswered. I'm not going to go. A lot of things that bothered me that didn't make any sense. And now that you're telling me something, it takes on a whole new meaning. Achmona litzlan. Unbelievable. Chmona Litzlan. Wow, what a world. What a terrible thing in this world. Vaita. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Vola Nimoik Ach to Yotzo. So he disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, in a chanami, I mask him to you that ain't shilya below volod, but so what? The volod is nimoyach.
Seems like you said before that there is machloek as well. Shilya below.
I think so.
No, everyone agrees.
Everyone agrees,
but it's bottle. Everyone agrees, ain shilya below volod. Even though Rabbi Shimon also agrees, ain shilya below volod, but the volod is bottle. It's bottle in the shilya. Memela, there's no tumas oihel. In other words, got the best of both worlds. You got over here a vola that's in the bayis, but the vola is not metame. Why is not metame? Because it's bottled in the roiv of the shilya. So what is the result? The result is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar both say exactly. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov say exactly the zelbazach. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov and Shimon, the amru davar yachad vayit in the martanas nusug in the martanasam in lefon b'sichas akeve as shayagilu as shakepika. A nefel.
So the bottom line is that this charor over here, we understand now why you need both to be buried.
It's only Marasayan. The Gemara is maskana according to the sheet of Rabbiya. according to Belazar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yaakov, it's Yaakov, and that's only Mishum Pirsa Marasayan. That's why. But Meikar Hadin is according to this man. Omar, there's no tumah.
So even if it's less than a charor, you should need to.
No, because less than a charora, yeah, it would appear that it's according to our Gemara, it's the animal still chayv in bechor, pum fakert. It's still chayv in bechor. It's still chayv in bechor. Okay, next. Tana sam the Gemara. Is that clear?
Yep.
Less than the charora, it's chayv in bechor. So therefore, adarab, you don't want to bear because you're going to send the wrong message. So the ikra din, it's garnish. It's just blood. It's nothing. The animal.
The point is, has someone who sees me burying it know that it's halacha of charora? Maybe they'll think that any amount.
Obviously, if the person is burying the charora, it's significant. Obviously, he's burying it.
I don't even know what condition it was.
Obviously, if you're burying something, they put pictures online of what it looks like. Obviously, if you're burying the charora, it's already significant. Vayit in the Gemara, Tnan Hasam Ein Linafalim Pesichas Akever Ad Sheyagilu Roish. A woman gives birth, and then in the middle of the giving birth, she has a miscarriage. She has a miscarriage, and the baby does not come out alive. The question over here is the baby over here called a bechor? Is the baby, let's see, Rashi over here is psich sakever. Okay, the womb of a woman is called a kever. It's a very important terminology, a lot of beautiful drush. The womb of a woman is called a kever. Tchias hameisen. What happens when a woman? How does a woman conceive?
Like when you give birth, it's like when you die.
No, it's chiyas hameisim. What is chiyas hameisim?
The kever is opening up.
A woman's womb is called the grave. Why? What happens when a man is with a woman, marital relations? Yes. He puts a zera, shichra zera. Right. What happens to the zera? The zera decays in the woman. Decays. And when that thing decays, it causes the woman to be mazriya, and it produces a vlad, and the vlad comes out. It's exactly a mashal.
Doesn't cause the woman to be mazriya.
That's not why she's mazriya.
She's with the man. The mitzvah, she's with the man. But what happened? What's the scientific? What happened? The zera enters
into
the
isha.
It finds its way, but there is a state of decay. Just like when it comes
either decays
in the process.
When it fertilizes the egg,
right? Whatever
it's
it is,
not decaying.
Just like chametz, when bread rises, it's a decay. Yayin, alcohol does not come about through a natural process. It comes about through death. Why is yayin? Why do you drink all the same concept? Why do you make a bar priyagaf on yayin? What's the every time you go and you go by a simcha, you have to make a bar priyagaf. Make your idea, you have to even drink wine. According to many Rishonim, you go to a chasna and you make it twice. Let's say no one drinks from that wine. No one drinks. Is it a bracha levatala? Answer the question. Bracha levatala. Go to a bris mila. And again, no one drinks. No one sips it. Tainus.
You'd say it is, but I would
say it's not.
Because
it's not. It's a birchas hashavach. So Beruch HaShavach. So Meikra did we makbid.
And it was a trick question.
We're makbid to Tibtoy Ma'at, a little bit of the Shnah, it should be Beruch HaNenin. But Meikra HaDin, if you go and you say a body prayer gofen, and you're not toyim at all, it's a Beruch HaShavach. So why? Because Yayin is a symbol. Why is Yayin a symbol? Alcohol only comes into existence after decay. You have a grape, and you squeeze the grape, and you have grape juice, and you let it sit. It ferments. It dies. It dies. The yayin mamash dies. The health of the yayin, it decays. And when it decays, guess what happens? It turns into alcohol. It turns into a better product. Death is only a preparation to come back into this world new and improved.
Gilgal, you're saying.
Not Gilgal. I didn't say Gilgal. Gilgal's, you come back as another person.
You're saying Chiz Mason.
You come back as the Zelba Mensch. New and improved. Gilgal is in another person. And then there's Ibur. You know what Ibur is? I never knew this recently. Ibur is where a living person, he brings a dead neshama into his body. They say the Lubavitcher Rebbe did this. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to do this. He used to try to do Ibur to bring the Riatz into him. Ibur neshama. He lied it on someone's kever. When your person lies down on a person's kever, you do Ibur. You're bringing the neshama of the dead.
Was he successful?
Some say he was. He was a Chodesh. He went to go to the kever twice to lie down in the kever. You know he used to lie down in the kever? He'll lie down. It's called Ibur Neshama. You bring the neshama of someone who's dead into your body. It's a cousin of Gilgal Neshamas. I was by Chasna once, and someone said to me, all of your problems you have in your life, I see you're not married, it's not. You're a Gilgal. So he said to me, this guy, I said to him, you're nuts. You're totally off the wall, man. You talk to me about Gilgal, how do you know? How do you know what I am? You know everything over here. You know I'm a sugar. I opened my mouth. I was very nasty. He says, the Chofetz Chaim says this. I'm sorry. I learned the whole Mishnah Berurah. I lied to him. I learned the whole Mishnah Berurah from cover to cover, all six volumes, the Chostavar. Nowhere in the Mishnah Berurah does he ever say one word about Gogol. Oh, he didn't. It's not in print. It's he said it. Oh, you know all these things. Wow. Vital. So here, I just want to point out why it says the word kever. Pesichas ha-kever. It's a marshal. You put in zera, and what comes out of a human being, it's a marshal for tchias ha-mesim. It's a murder to his heart. Pesichas ha-kever. Rashi over here says, Isa shemes u-barluk Rashi. Rashi over here says,
not for sheva brachas.
Not for sheva brachas? It's not something the women want to hear. Pesichas, but they don't listen anyway. They're behind the wall, and they're talking, and they don't hear a word. The men say, yeah,
this will pique your interest.
What? Not even this. Psichas HaKever, by the Pina Ben, did the women hear even one word? 100%
they listened
to everything. Oh, yeah, yeah. Psichas HaKever, Isha Shemes Ubarah B'Meyach. Rashi says, Isha Shemes Ubarah B'Meyach, the Yashu Al HaMashper, and she said on the Mashper, she said on the birthing stool, the Niftach Kever HaRechem B'Bayizem, so the sugya over here is the bais tame. Okay, that's the sugya over here. The sugya over here is a woman is giving birth, and she is sitting in a room, and the question is the bais where she was giving birth become an oil hames if they take her out of the room in the middle? So the nitach kever, horechem, the bais of the lo yotza havolot, the hotziul the bais acher, and that sola comes. And they put her on a stretcher and they take her away to the hospital. But the problem was that before they took her out of the house, her rechem, the kever, was niftach.
Yeah.
And the question
dilated.
And now when it was dilated, and the baby was dead. The baby's dead. And they take her away. And then when they take her away, the baby comes out later in another location.
The question is, so maybe the baby at that point still had a heartbeat.
No. So we know. Let us say we do know. That's the case. The case here is going where they examined the baby in this room, and they examined the baby. The baby was dead as a doorknob. Okay, it was gone. It was dead as dynamic as a dead Liberace. You ever hear that expression? Okay, you ever hear that expression? Remember Liberace? Remember him? Mm-hmm. Liberace? So he's very dynamic. So they said he's dynamic.
He's very dynamic, meaning?
As a dead Liberace.
Dynamic.
Dynamic. He was very lebedic. He was very lebedic. The most lebedic person. When you want to go say, this guy, he's mamish lebedic. But you want to say, you want to like give a joke. He's such a dead guy. He has no chiyus. He's as lebedic as a dead This generation doesn't know what it is. The bias tummy. So it says the nizak kevar harechem bias zevul yotza havolod. Yotziu al bias acher, and they took it. They took her to bias acher. So what's halacha? They took her. So the shail is, what is the status of this bias? Is the bias tummy? So tummy habayis harishon kiilu noilat sham. Why? The tum bakas vuhu hadin psich zakever. So this halacha that we're going to say now, that if the baby came out of a womb and it's dead, and the whole bias is provided that it came out of her body the size of a pika. What is a pika? A pika is a ball of thread. The head has to come out slightly. Shehegil roisha kvar, sheov roisha, the head is thick. Right back to the gemara. Movie is not awesome. Ein linafalim psicha sakever. A woman who's giving birth to a nefel, we do not consider the psichas akever to be matam of the bias ad shayagil, unless the head of the nefel is the size we called the volod, and it came out. The head has to be the size at least roish, the head kipika.
I'm sorry to go off subject, but an oil within an oil, is that black?
An oil within oil. No, soife lotzeis. Every oil,
like you have a coffin. They said there's a tefach of space between the mace and the top, and it doesn't go through.
Now, first of all, let's clarify something. A coffin, there's no din in a coffin of an oil mechaytzeitz, because the coffin is miyuchid for the mace. Anything that's miyuchid for the mace has the same status as the mace. The question will be, if you have a coffin, in the coffin that's put into a cardboard box, like you do in airplanes. In airplanes, I don't know if they still do it, they take the coffin, they put the coffin in a cardboard box. So then you have the tefach.
Then you can use the tefach works?
No, so I don't think it works, because since they're going to take, then I think it could be something that does work. That's why they do it. To protect the kohanim on the airplane. Because if you put, but you're wanting the cardboard box for. The fact that the dead body is in the coffin, in between the dead body and the top of the coffin is more than a tefach. Sure. It doesn't matter. Since the coffin is designated for the dead body, it's a thing which holds the dead body, then there's no din that the tefach between the dead body and the top of the coffin is going
to
make a difference.
It's like the tefillin bag. The tefillin bag also, the mevatel, is bittel to the tefillin.
Because it's miyuchin for the tefillin. So then you need to put on something which is not meant for the dead body. So what do you pick? A car box, and they have a very
so
big gap.
If you hear ladies giving birth, so as a precaution, they'll put something like something over her.
No, so it could be when it comes to it. It could be if you're going to take it out. When it comes to a body, you're not taking the body out. You're not taking the body out of the coffin. So then it's going to protect it. But when it comes, because you take the whole thing out, when it comes to a dead body, if you're planning on taking it out of the building the way it is, then the whole building is like a hospital. In a hospital, since you can take the dead body out any room, any direction, even though the body is contained in this room. So it's very complicated. I don't know the details. I don't know. Let's go by that. Over here in the video, over here, let's take some oil. Over here, you have an oil, and over here, there's a nail, and the head is the size of a pika, and therefore the entire bias is tamei. Actually, gilu roish kepika, my kepika, om rav achuna kepika shol tzemer, means a ball of wool. So to the mother, there are two types of wool. There's the shesi and the erev. The shesi is the length. That's the part of the on the loom. They make garments that's permanently set. You put the shesi into, you set it up. The erev, you throw the ball back and forth. Okay, so you throw it back and forth. So therefore, kibushal tzemer. Amalei abachi bar rav rafuna rebi perish shall shesi oy shall erev. What exactly is it? Question. Rebi perish. Did Rebbe explain shel shasi or shel erev?
Somebody says, Rebbe Parish, explain it to me.
Rebbe Parish. Shel shasi or shel erev? Shasi is thicker. Shasi is thicker. The erev is thinner.
Ketana yosef. Shasi is ketana yosef.
A little bit, what? Ketana is thinner?
Ketana yosef.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then it's thinner, fine. Shasi is thinner. And the orev, the orev is thicker. Orev, amalei tanina pika shel shasi, it's the thinner one. So the ball of thread that's thinner is enough in order to consider this child.
So someone has to be there to measure. I mean,
exactly. You have measured. These are all these sides.
Who's doing this
measure? It's not an ogeya measure. It's theoretical. In many halachas in the Torah, halacha l'maisa, you're not going to find the case. But we have to know what the laws are. This Torah, did Eri Dachas ever happen? Did Ben Sodom ever happen? Not necessarily, because the conditions that you need are so technical. It's not, but theoretically, can this thing happen? Yes. So we have your mitzvahs, we have your nafil, we have to know where the halachas are. We're giving you the shiurim. It will be no gelach l'mayisa to be able to take a measure. Not necessarily. It will not be. It's not necessarily practical for us. We'll have to be machmir. We're not going to be able to necessarily. But we have to know exactly what the halach is, because the halachas are the soidos of other inyanim. This guy is lying on the table over here. Look at this. Unbelievable. Look at this. Lying on the table. Pika shall see the Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe says, El Shoeir. Rebbe says, Rebbe Yehuda Tzadik, Oymer, Mishe Yehrohu Tefifiyois. You got it all wrong. It does not mean Pika. Pika does not mean a ball of thread. It means folds. When the woman folds over, and you can see various, even though that the head is not the size of a ball of thread, you can see inside of the rechem, you can see inside of the rechem, folds. What does it mean? Tififios. I'm Yudom Rav Shmuel. Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzedek. Kachol Yibafarshim Yerushalayim. Kifirda, like a mule. Shekoras lehatil meimeha, which gives out waste. V'nireis pika besoich pika. Rashi. Kifirda zo shekoras lehatil mayim. V'koras yoyse mibehemar v'chaya. A mule. The Gemara is teaching us from the side. When a mule is mashed in mayim, it urinates, it bends down more than other animals, due to its bending, you can see folds in the womb. So when an isha is yoledes, she bends down the same amount, and you can see
she's
the folds.
She's not bending at all, she's on
the mashber. But when this thing happens, when she dilates to the point, when you can see inside the rechem, that's called psich sakever. That is called psich sakever. At that moment in time, the bias is tamei. Okay, the bias is tamei. According to the first man, the Yomar, let's clarify. According to the first man, the Yomar, let's go back and clarify. Go back to the previous Rashi, go a couple lines. What exactly is the case of discussion? Back to the psich sakever. Rashi, again, nachamol. Isha, shemes ubora b'meyer. We have a fact. The baby is dead. The Yashal Hamashver, she's now sitting on a birthing stool. The Niftach Kever Horechem Bebayizeh, she dilates. The Lo Yotzo Havolot, it's totally inside. The Chutziu Lebayisacher, Timah Habayisarishon Kiilu Noilat Sham, even though the baby did not come out, the baby is fully inside. The Tumah Bekas Vuhu, the Tumah spreads to the entire, the baby is 100% inside her womb. Not even a mashu of the baby came out. Doesn't matter. Once she dilates, the tumor breaks forth and spreads throughout the entire bias. Okay, that's halachah number one. Kilut now he goes by psichas akever. Now hey, there's some corruption of the text. V'hu din. Okay, he writes over here v'hu. Hahu, in order to understand this Rashi, that's why I got confused, because I did not go through the effort of reading the Ois Hei in the Hagon Rashi, the correct Gersa. Vehahu din. That din. You see the story you have in your Gemara? Do you have the Gersa in your Gemara? Ois Hei. Vehahu din. That din. Psichas akever. Eina l'nefalim el l'nefel shehigil roishoi kivar shav roishoi. In order for the nafel, in order for what's inside the womb to right. Say that it's called a human being, that it's tame and it's because the will contaminate, is that the creature inside the mother has to have developed to the degree where the head is the size of a pika. If the head is not the size of a pika, then this baby is not going to be tame.
So what beautiful one. So if it's, it has to deal with the, what we just now said, the sheet of, that you can see the folds. How's that? What is it?
The nafel to a nafel, shegil roisha kvarsha, of roisha pika. So now, Takaverus, now what's the machloikis then? The next man, the army, is coming to argue. Next Rashi, go vaita, mishra tififios, Rabbi Lozzi, Rabbi Sadek, polik atanakama. Viamar, af algaf, he's saying a whole new vart. He's saying Yisoid, af algaf, shegil roish kapika. Even though the baby inside the mother's womb did not develop to the degree where the head is kapika, yesh pisicha sakever. It sounds, I don't know what he's saying. He's saying over a whole new Yisoid. It's not a matter of development, he's saying. He's saying, I'm confused. It seems over here that it's not a matter of development. There's a din of tumah. You hear what's going on over here? I'm all confused now. You got me all confused because he's asking such good questions. Let me see over here. He writes over here, the Gemara over here. So let me go show Pika Shagadoyla. Okay, here it is. Okay, Rabbi Lezer American Reserve Koloima Choyleku. I'm going to go from the parish. Altanakam of the service. Shaaf im Ein Roy Shoy Shalanefel Godel Kama Pika Satzemer Mikomokam Mitames Abayis Mishosh and Niftach Rach Marshal Yishab Bishir Shefshul Leroyz Tefius Pesach Rach.
Efshul is Efshul.
So, but he's saying, wait a minute. But is there a baby inside or not?
Yeah, but the baby's not showing.
You think it has to be showing?
No, it's not showing. The point is, look at this, whether it has to be showing or it's not showing.
It's a matter of development. It's not a matter of opening up. Or when we first said over here, there's a pekiah, ain't linaf, I'm reading over going back, tanasam, ain't linafam psichas kever ashi yagilu rosh pekiva, kiloimar, ain't han nefalim, metanes abayis, mishas psichas kever arechem, ele imkin horoy shalohem, godol kmo pika, yud gimel. Avlim loy higil roish kapika edim etama atshiyetze luchutz. Ah. Atshiyetze luchutz. Ah. Now I got it. Now I see. You see, he adds over here in the parish a few words which opens up the sugya wide open. And Rav Yashiv Taka said that the Masifta is a Godel Hadar. He said that. He gave a shir. He gave a shir on a Masechta for Balabatim. And he asked the Shamas, please buy for me the Masechta, the Masifta. He came back and he said that they didn't write it on that Masechta yet. So he said, Chaval, had I known that, I would have selected a Masechta which they had a Masifta for. And when Leifer, the Leifer, who was the head of Oiz V'Hodar, came to visit him, he's the one who was in charge of this whole thing over here, came to visit Rav Yashiv, he said to Leifer, the Masifta is a Godel Hadar. He was so impressed with the Masifta. So here, he explains to Tam. Tam is a lefi shachol v'ukotn kol kach ir nechshol kavav. This is what said. Rak shu kavav gadol chashiv sichas akever ki kileda. Okay, he's saying over here. What he's basically saying, as follows: you have inside. It's within the bikas to break forth. This is what he's saying. A woman is giving birth. Okay, she's giving birth. Inside her womb is a dead baby. What is the share of a dead baby? It's irrelevant. Even maybe 40 days old. Maybe even 40 days old. They're ready to call the Vlad, and when it's dead, it's Matan of the Gansa Bites, Matan the Oya. So what's the Shaila? The woman now is, she dilated.
She dilated.
The question is, there's a dead baby in her rechem. Does the dead baby in the rechem, which is certainly called a dead baby, is it Boikas the Oya? Does that Tumas Nes leave the Rechem and spread, doesn't it spread to the Ganze Bayis? According to the Tanakhama, the only time we're going to say that a dead baby inside the mother's womb is going to spread, she can dilate 100%. That could be Kepischoy Shel Ulam. Garnish the Tumah inside, this Vadai Tumas Nes in a Rechem. And her rechem is open, mamish kepischa shalulam. Guess what? The tumah is not by kas v'oile break forth unless the baby is a significant size. The head of the baby is kepika. Tzvei dinim in tumah. There's tumas meis, and there's a nayadin that in order for the tumah to be by kas v'oile, it has to be a certain shear. If you take the baby out of the rechem, a And here it is. And the teeny, teeny little baby, the Gamsa Bayis is Tomei Tumas Meis. But if you want the Tumor to remain in the Rechem, and you want the Tumor to spread to the Gamsa Bayis, Midin, Boikas, so you need Tzvedinim. Number one, you have to first open up the Rechem. The Rechem has to be open, just a dilate. And Tzvedazach is, you have, the baby must be a certain shear in order to allow the Tumor to be Boikas. And what's the shear? Pika. The head has to be the size of a pika. Pika shall shasi, pika shall ediv. Along comes the second madam, I disagree with you. There's no shear. Garnish and garnish. There's no shear. You don't need a shear. Even if the baby is mamish, a teeny, teeny, teeny little size of a lentil, if it's 40 days old, it's a mace, it's matame, as long as she dilates. And you want to know, well, the baby is so teeny, she's not going to dilate very much. Right? So what's the share of to dilate? In order to say this berkas la'ila, she must bend down on the birthing stool, and the womb must open up the equivalent of a mule when it's mashed in mayim. And if she dilates to that degree, even if the baby inside is the size of mamish, a Lipton tea kernel, it doesn't matter. It is the tumis by kasva oila. Are we good?
Where is it?
That's what we learn over here. Right. So therefore, it's tefias matfias. I'm Rabbi Yehoshua. Mishum Rabbi Lozim. Rabbi Shlomo. Rabbi Gamarik. Mishum. Kiprida, like kiprida mule. Shekaras lehotil meimeha. What does meimeha means? Mash the mayim. Vinireis pika b'sechmi. You can see inside. Notice that human beings, men, are not. They're not karas at all. When they do this, they don't bend. When they're mashed in mayim, see, this opens up some agada, divrei agada. When a human being is mashed in mayim, when a male at least is mashed in mayim, he's not kairas at all.
Yeah.
What?
What?
And then the Gemara of the Mishnah says that when it comes to each creature, there's different shiur and how much they're kairas. The mule is the most, but a behema, Rashi Leah says, Murti Gazachin. The kairas yoisa mi behema v'chaya. A behave in the chaya they karas, but not as much as a pirda. And what about a person? A male? Zero. Isn't that a Pesach of Divrei Agadah? To understand significance of Hashem. A man is straight. An Adam is Yashar. Why, by the way, why is man straight? Why is only a human being straight? Everyone else is on a horse. What's the reason? Pshat is because in order to stand on 2 feet, you have to balance. You have to balance. Life is all about balance. Balance, you have to.
I think that will also play a word on Shlomo Melech saying, Hashem created man Yashar.
Yashar. The Hain Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim, Yashar means everything in life is you always being presented with conflicting signals. And you have to balance yourself. Animals have no das, so they don't have balance.
Yeah,
they just gravity. They just plop there.
What's in front of me right now?
What?
What's in front of me right now?
This right. There's no need to make judgment. A human being has das. When there's das, you have to make judgment. Judgment, when do you need to have judgment?
Right.
Das, when there are conflicting signals. The Yetzer Tov says do this, and the Yetzer Hara says do this. Okay, there's always a conflict. So you have to know how to maneuver, balance. Balance, and you have to know how to maneuver. The Yetzer Hara is also good. You have to use the Yetzer to your benefit. But you have to be careful, not too much. You have to balance the Yetzer Hara with the Yetzer Tov. That's why only man stands erect. Because when you walk, when you stand, you're dealing with balance. And where is balance controlled? In the human being? In the ears. In the ears. Why? Shema Yisrael. Because the balance all comes from the oizen shashamas and har sinai on noichi Hashem ulokecha v'cholach zeh v'kona odon la'atzmai. Balance is controlled by your ears because we all listen to Hashem give us the Torah. Haskeis u'shma Yisrael. Hear the word?
Weiter.
And here we're learning about bowing. Animals being bowed with the mashed in mind. Weiter. I heard there are two pikiyos. Now we're going off on a tangent. There are two pikiyos in the veld. Pikiyos. Achashel shesi. Shesi is the long threads. they're thinner. Those are the ones that you attach to the loom, which will result in having the length of the garment, which you keep on rolling, you keep on rolling. The achas shel erev, it's like a tzuris ha-pesach, like an erev, it goes across. You go and you
is
put
that
across.
Remember,
yes, erev goes across. You
that's
keep it going back and forth.
Erev,
you go back and forth. So that is called the warp, I believe. I think that's called the warp, if not mistaken, right?
Woof and the warp.
The woof and the warp. Okay,
woof.
Wax and wane, woof and warp. Vita. That's the moon. That's the moon. Okay, vita. I don't know which one is which. There's one of Shisi and there's one of now. What do you mean of the Ainli Lefarish? What does it mean of the Ainli Lefarish? Ainli Lefarish. Binogea what? Binogea what? What halachi was said? Kiyas Ravdimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shalosh Pikos Shemati. I heard better. Shalosh Pikos Shemati. Acha Shel Shisi. V'yachas shel ediv, v'yachas shel pika gedola shel sakoin. People make sackcloth. Okay, sakoin. And what? And the English farish. I do not know what this means. Kiyasa Ravin. He got the gold medal. Perisha mishmei Rabbi Yochanan shel ish. Here it is. Shel name Rabbi Yochanan. Shel isha kishel shesi. With regard to an isha, this way you the nogia halacha lemaisa. An isha is shel shesi. What do you mean? What do you mean? Shal Isha Rashi explains din liyos lo psicha sakever. The din of psicha sakever. In other words, he's learning like the first man, the Amar, that in order for the tuma to be bekas the oile, the nafil, the dead body inside must be the size of a shit. Like we just finished learning according to the Tanakhama. Shal behema. What is that? That the tuma belua l'tumas maga. Rashi is learning the Rashi inside. Shalot techei ketuma belua l'tumas maga mishum nevela. Shall nefel im choishit haroy yad v'naga bal lohitziyoy min harechem shall erev. So what does that mean? He explains the Rashi shall erev. We have a shepherd. A shepherd is assisting his animal give birth. We're not discussing a human being. We're discussing an animal. And what happens? Mishyagil roish kepika shall erev. It means erev is thicker. It must be bigger. The ilav tuma beluahi loy metama. So he's saying over here is in order. If in order for the shepherd to become tame by touching a dead fetus inside the mother is only if the dead fetus inside is the size of Erif. You hear? The head has to be larger. If the head is not larger, then we do not consider it to be a tuma to come forth. We still consider it to be tuma balua.
No matter what. Really?
No, that's what he says. Erif, the baby inside has to be developed a little bit. You know, when the baby comes out, enachnam will become tam b'magav v'masa. But that's when it comes out, because it comes out outside into the world, and then enachnam become tam. But as long as the baby is still inside the mother's womb, we can apply a principle called tuma belua. But you only can apply a principle of tuma belua only if it's still very, very small. Once already the fetus inside develops to a certain degree, and if the shepherd puts his hand inside, well, it's pretty much similar to the Sechad Dechadish before there. And then it's no called Tum Belua. You say, yeah, Nechadani, remember, Mordek, you said this over here. Mishyagil Roisha Kepika Shal Erev, when the head, hear what he says, when the head develops to the size of a Pika Shal Erev, which is a little bit larger than of a human being, the Eloi, and if the baby, the shepherd, sticks his hand inside the womb of an animal to assist in birth, to pull it out, and it's dead, he discovers that it's dead, and you discover the head of the baby inside is not the size of Erev, even though it's Shasi, but it's not Erev, V'loi. So, oh, my tummy now, I made contact with a dead animal. Is it Tumas Nevel, my tummy, Bamago? No, V'lav Tuma Biluahi. It's hidden, V'loi Metamya, Kiditnan, Behema Shemes. Ubar besoch meyachon, a behemoth that the uber inside died. Velhoishur haroye es yodai, and the shepherd insert his hand inside. V'noga boy, tohar, the shepherd is tohar. V'perek behemoth hamaksha. We learned this not that long ago. We probably did not learn that daf together. We did that for homework. Remember we did the homework? Vayta. Shal erev shal shal vayta. Shal behemoth shal shal erev pika gedoyla shal sakon. What is the halacha of pika gedoyla shal sakon? Ketanya gush haba mibeis hapras. A clump of earth that is taken from a beis hapras, which means a field which has been plowed over. in ancient times, they buried people in shallow graves. Not like today, by law, you must bury a certain number of feet. There's a whole law how deep has to be buried. Okay, but in ancient times, they buried shallow graves. Then what happened? Then the guy with the plow came, and they plowed over the field. And when they plowed over the field, so therefore, there's a very high probability that they pulverized the body, and there are bone fragments in this, maybe even so not.
That's how far you have to go.
Based on price. Now we have a Sadev, you take a clump of earth from this piece of land where there was a shallow grave and a plow plowed over. So in a clump of earth, you have to be chayish that there may be bone fragments. And if you touch a bone fragment, you become tamei b'mago u'v'masa. So therefore, there will be a gush, a clump of earth, habam based on or a clump of earth that comes from chutz la'aretz. U'me'eretz ha'amim, because Chazal said in chutz la'aretz, the goyim do not care about their dead. They bury them wherever they are. In every clump of earth, there's always a concern that there may be a bone fragment. Shi'uroi kepiko gedola shel sakoin. So what is the size of the clump of earth? How much earth do we need in order for us to be chayish in this clump of earth? There is a bone fragment that you touch and become tamei. It must be the size of a pika, a clump, a ball of thread that is used to make sackcloth, which is obviously larger than the size of Erev. You have the three shiurim, you have the smallest is the shasi, right. Then comes the air, then comes the sak, shol, sakum. Okay, three different measurements of balls of threads. Gedoylo shol sakoyim shu kichoysam ha-mar tzufin, which is the same size as the signet ring of the mar tzufim of the tanners. Rashi, sakin gedoylim, sakin gedoylim shel gimi, of reeds. Shemnoylim oysam chist, and when they go and they lock it up, okay, Marit Sufi says it's gimme is reeds. Large sacks of reeds, Ushnoilin oysam, when they tie it up, chismin oysam, they put a signet, they seal it. Okay, so I really don't know what this means to the 100%, but basically is that there's some type of profession where they make sacks of gimme, which is reeds from the yam, and when they sell it, they put a seal. And the seal had a certain unique size, industry standard size, which happens to be exactly the same size as the piki shel sakoin. And the sakoin over here is, he's saying over here, notice he's saying the word that he's interchanging the samach in the Gemara with the word sakin. Sakin, no, maybe not. Yeah, I don't know, maybe is the word sakoin the same word as the sakin? Not necessarily. Martsufin means people. Martsuf is a, I don't know what it was. A martsuf mean? What's a martsuf? We say the
martsuf.
It means a martsuf mean people like mats. Mart mean mats.
Martsuf,
people who make mats. Sukkah mats.
Yeah, exactly. So
and they have gimi and they seal it. What do you mean they choisin? They put their seal of approval on it. I don't know what exactly that means. I really don't know. Big mats. Gimi means reeds. They take reeds from the seabed. And they make it into a mat, and then it seems like they want to put their stamp of approval that this has been checked for quality assurance. Quality assurance, there's a seal of approval, or maybe you have a hechsher from Rav Heinemann that it's kosher to use for schach. Even though it has fishing string, it's kosher to use for schach because the fishing string is not it. If you want to spend more money, then you can buy the badatz's mat, which uses lulav.
But
of the people who make mats, the yeshnoi bitzaru elyon shel maguvas, the yeshnoi bitzaru elyon shel maguvas hachodes hala chamis. Rashi says the yesh kloimar. Whenever Rashi kloimar, you know you're in trouble. Kloimar she yeshnoi loisei choisam bitzaru elyon. Where do you find the seal? The upper side shall kisui the covering sha'isin l'chavyo shall cheres. You find it on the covers they make for cheres, pottery, rochav milamata, l'chasoy sachavis, it's very wide milamata, l'chasoy sachavis, v'hoylech miskatzel l'malo, it gets narrow on top, k'day sh'yeochaz b'yodam, you can hold it with your hands, v'oysoy tzad sh'hoylech v'chol l'kori tzad el'yoyin, halachmis, she'osim beis lechem, they make in beis lechem. Okay, so he's saying over here more is that there's a city called Beis Lechem Yehuda, coming up very soon. That's Rus, right? Rus is Beis Lechem Yehuda. Okay, that's where Rachel is buried. Rochel and Rachel Boneha in Beis Lechem. And in this place, there are certain people that are professionals, they make mats. And what do they use the mats for? They make it out of reeds, and they use it to cover, to be as like basically a shelter or a covering for a klei cheres, a certain type of barrel. And it's a very unique tzura, where on the bottom, it's very, very wide, and they drape it around the barrel, and as they drape it around, when it comes to the very top, it narrows. And as it narrows, the seal on top, as it comes to the narrowest part, heads to head, the narrowest part is exactly the size. That's the chosan. It's not the quality assurance seal. It's when it comes to the very, it's very wide on the bottom. And that's called the Pikashel Chasam. So back to the moment over here. It's the top portion, Hamar Tzufin. Now the people who make mats. The Yeshnai, where is this size? Bitsarhu Elio, the upper side, Shel Magufas, the Magufas, the seal of Hachovis, of Halachnis, the barrels that are made in Beis Lechem Yehuda. Okay? Very fascinating, yeah? Okay, all these things, and obviously, if every word of Pshat is also a Goda. Brine, fish brine from an Amoritz. Meshikoi b'mayim v'tohar. What's the problem? It's Tomei. An Amoritz is Tomei, correct? So now, therefore, if it's Tomei, what are you going to do? So it's going to do a hashaka. You put it in the mikvah. You put it in the mikvah, and now it becomes just a drop. You have it in the cup, right? You take it and you immerse it very quickly. Because if you let it sit too long, it's going to be diluted. So you just take the cup, you go into the liquid downstairs, you let it go, and touch the top, there's a shakras, now the mayim becomes tahar. Mashika b'mayim v'tar. Marsha, what do you mean? Imayo, ruba, ninu. Cave, and the marsha, marsha. It's going to be termed no matter what. And what's the makshash? Imayo, ruba, ninu. What is fish brine? It doesn't need a shakra. If you dilute this fish brine with water, if the majority is mayim, then kevim davalu hashaka tar.
The water in the tzir.
Right, the water in the tzir is the majority, which basically means that the fish oil, the omega-3, is bottle. It's bottle of mayim. If the omega-3 is available, you have a cup of water. You have a cup of water over here. You would tzir ninu tzir loy bar kibul tumu. It's some kamo tumu. So certainly.
Why?